Now, four entries from Kerry town groups have been shortlisted for the .ie Digital Town Awards of 2023. The awards now in their third year and have a prize fund of around 100,000 euro to be split across 10 categories. The prize for the 100,000 split across 10 categories. Winners will be announced at a gala awards event on Wednesday, the 24th of May. And with me on the line, top of this, National Director of .ie Digital Town Programme, Una McCutcheon. Una, good morning to you and thanks for joining us in the programme.
Good morning, Gerry. Lovely to be here.
Tell me a little bit about the awards and the fact that Kerry has managed to do so well here. Dingle Hub and Agri Tech, Tralee's Heritage Trail Story Map, Kilorglan's RDI Hub and Digital Business, and Milltown's EdTech.
Yeah, I mean, Kerry came out very well with four on the list of finalists, and that's a great representation for the county. So maybe I'll back up a little bit and tell your listeners about why we're doing this. So we're our company is .ie and we supply .ie domain names. We're the national registry for domain names in Ireland. And part of our purpose as a company is a profit for good mandate. And what we want to do is to encourage people across the country, people and communities and businesses across the country to thrive online. And that's really what's behind it. And we all know that the health and welfare of local towns and villages is vital to rural Ireland, and so that's what we're trying to do with the awards is to say, let's use digital technology to improve our towns. Let's use digital technology for different projects that are going to improve communities and towns. So it's very much about a bottom-up approach, people doing it for themselves, people seeing a problem and then saying, okay, let's apply a digital technology solution to that problem. And so, as you mentioned, the four towns in Kerry that have been shortlisted have done just that, innovation, and that's what the independent judging panel was looking for.
That's the example of it. I mean, Dingle, local farmers, Dingle Peninsula, you know, finding ways to future-proof their businesses, embracing digital technology in relation to that. That's that network of farmers and the local sustainable energy community as well. Tralee's Heritage Trail Story Map, that's promoting the history of Tralee, a digital self-guided tour. The RDI Hub, we know a lot about that here as well, and creating jobs and developing businesses and startups there. And Milltown's EdTech has been shortlisted in the digital business category, sponsored by Vodafone, and that's in relation to the Irish education technology industry, and that's a body for the industry which is set up to address the issues by providing online hubs for those involved. So that's an example of it. I know the National Suicide Charity Turn to Me has also been shortlisted as well, Una, in the community category.
That's right, yes, and they operate fully online, and that's probably their defining kind of characteristic, is that the whole idea of being able to easily and quickly and inexpensively access suicide mental health supports at a time and date that people need those. So you can imagine how having an online facility makes it so much easier. It reduces things like stigma or reluctance to go into a health practitioner, and they can roll it out really fast right across the country. So yes, they have been, they're one of the few sort of national organisations that are in the awards. Brilliant. But I think as well, I think, you know, you touched on Tralee there, and I think, you know, when you look at the technology and the interactive story map, really what that's doing is highlighting to visitors and probably locals alike the hidden gems that are around the town, things that people weren't even aware of, and it's sort of bringing those to light. And that's, I think, where digital can play such a big role for towns.
Yeah,
you know,
certainly can.
Sharing information.
100,000 euro across 10 categories. Winners announced Gala Awards event Wednesday, 24th May. We'll keep a close eye on that. Una, thanks so much for talking to us about it on the programme this morning.
You're very welcome, Gerry. Thank you.